Well, Carl, looking back at the game at 17-22, you were right back in it. You must be disappointed with the final result.
Yeah, it is very disappointing. The endeavour was outstanding from the group. I just thought we asked ourselves to defend for too long periods of time, especially in that first 60 minutes. We had a huge amount of effort, endeavour in defending, but we spent a long time inside our 22. And we've got to look at how we manage the game that we're sat in there for that length of time.
It was a real ding-dong battle in the scrum. Who do you think got the upper hand in that?
Yeah, it was interesting. I say we had a couple of young front rows out there, and I thought they did exceptionally well, against two international props in Nick Wood and Paul Doran Jones. So, it's a great learning curve, and that's what we've seen this European Cup as a learning curve for some of the young players out there, and they'll benefit from the experience of this evening.
Many of us feel desperate for Gareth Milosanovic, if I can get his name right, but his third yellow now for Worcester. What have you said to him about what happened?
Oh, listen, Gareth's a young player that's coming through the ranks. He hasn't been exposed to this level of rugby. He got thrown on Saturday against Leicester on his try line, 5 metres out, so that's hardly Gareth's fault. I couldn't see it far side first half, but he's a young player that will learn from the experience and no doubt get better and better.
On a positive note, Andy Simmons back after a long injury layoff. What did you make of his performance? And just good to see him back in a Worcester shirt.
Yeah, I just think it's great to see Andy back out there. He looks in great nick. He looks fit and healthy. He's obviously got that physical presence to his game. And, now a couple of weeks of playing and getting back in the saddle will benefit him.
Do you think Andy Simmons back in the squad, it shows there's a huge competition for places? You have got that strength and depth, two players for every position almost.
Well, that's what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to grow competition right across the group, whether that's front row right back to the back three. And I think guys like Andy Simmons and Ryan Mills, Ryan Lamb, Tom Heathcote, they're all vying for positions, and that's healthy.
Going forward, you look very strong in the back. Great try from Dean Hammond. It was a well-worked try and a good confidence booster for Dean as well to get the touchdown.
Yeah, it was a great strike move off a scrum. We talked about trying to play fast off set piece, first half especially, try and get the game to high tempo because we thought we could stress them, and that proved right when we could win set piece. We think we can cause teams problems.
I know you say you want to win your home games in this competition, but it wasn't to be tonight. Where do you see yourselves now in terms of progressing in this competition? A big game at King's Home next week.
Oh, it's going to be very difficult now to progress, but we do get an opportunity to go back-to-back against Gloucester, and it's about restoring a little bit of pride.